I'm State Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I represent the 46th Senatorial District, which includes parts of Beaver County, most of Washington, and all of Greene County, the southwestern corner of the Commonwealth. When I was elected in November of 2014, the voters conveyed a very clear message. They sent me to Harrisburg in large part because they were concerned about the economy, jobs, and how the state handles taxpayer dollars. As I stand here today, I'm pleased to share that Pennsylvania's economy is in a better position than it has been in for over a decade. Thanks to federal tax reform, a booming national economy, and state lawmakers holding the line against Governor Wolf's reckless attempts to increase broad-based taxes. Employee wages continue to climb, and our unemployment rate is at an all-time low of 3.8%. We expect to have a surplus in this year's state budget. At the end of April, tax collections were nearly $800 million more than expected. This is all welcome news, but it comes with a strong warning. Often, when the economy is good, lawmakers are tempted to spend every last dime. That's why we stand before you this afternoon to establish some common sense spending limits on our Commonwealth by ensuring state government lives within its means and plans responsibly for the future. I am joined by my colleagues, Senator Mike Fulmer, Representative Ryan Warner, and other members from the Senate and the House, as well as other good government advocates, including the Commonwealth Foundation, National Federation of Independent Business, and Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association, to urge the General Assembly to enact the Taxpayer Protection Act. Our proposals will reasonably limit future growth in state government spending to inflation plus population growth. Specifically, my proposal will amend the Pennsylvania Constitution to ensure the Taxpayer Protection Act's provisions are established permanently and cannot be easily repealed when politically convenient. But more importantly, it will give the people the final say in preventing state spending growth that outstrips the growth in our economy. These proposals do not mandate or require any cuts to government spending. They simply tie the growth of spending to the rate of inflation plus population growth. If the Taxpayer Protection Act would have been applied to the general fund over the last 30 years, it would have led to a more modest rate of spending as opposed to what actually did occur during that time. For example, if the TPA had been in place since 2003, and lawmakers stuck to that cap, a family of four would have an extra $11,000 in their family budget. In addition to reining in spending, our proposal would make certain that any revenues collected above the spending cap would first be used to build up our rainy day fund to ensure we're prepared for the next recession or natural disaster. Let's take a look at Pennsylvania's rainy day fund, shall we? A little Vanna White action going on here. This shows you what is in our rainy day fund right now, $23 million. That could allow our government to run for, are you sitting down, a whole 6 hours. Not even a full work day. That's what we have in our rainy day fund right now. The rainy day fund is currently standing at just that $23 million, and that, again, won't even last for an entire workday. That ranks among the worst in the nation. This fund is supposed to be Pennsylvania's emergency savings in case of a downturn in the economy, and boy, have we seen that, or a natural disaster. Building this fund up again will help ensure lawmakers are not forced to cut state programs or raise taxes if a recession would hit. In fact, Pennsylvania is currently in the minority of states having no spending controls in place. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 30 states operate under a tax or expenditure limitation. 30. Finally, our proposals would also take into account extraordinary circumstances. In case of emergency, or when the governor requests it, lawmakers would have the ability to vote to exceed the TPA limit. But to do so would require a two-thirds vote of lawmakers in both chambers of the legislature. By limiting government growth, the TPA keeps money in the hands of job creators and employees who know how best to spend it. This would help ensure Pennsylvania stays on the path of prosperity, giving our children and grandchildren opportunities here at home in southwestern Pennsylvania and across the Commonwealth.